NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The news millions have been waiting for since April 20th came early today. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, BP's broken oil well in the Gulf of Mexico is sealed for good.
It all happened 18,000 feet below the surface. The relief well intersected with BP's troubled Macondo well. It was sealed with cement plugs and pressure tested to verify those plugs were secure and there to stay. Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen said the well is effectively dead. In a statement, he said, "We can now state definitively that the Macondo well poses no continuing threat to the Gulf of Mexico." President Obama issued a statement celebrating what he described as an important milestone. He said his administration and others remain committed to doing everything possible to make sure the Gulf Coast recovers fully. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
The woman freed from an Iranian prison says she's grateful to Iran's government and religious leaders for her freedom. Sarah Short delivered prepared remarks today at a news conference in New York.
"It is my deepest hope that the world will not let this humanitarian gesture by the Iranian government and judicial branch go unrecognized."
The 32-year-old Short made the conciliatory remarks while two other Americans, one of whom is her fiancé, remain in an Iranian jail on charges of espionage. Short was released last Tuesday after being held for 13 months. She says the three were not spies, that they were arrested while hiking near a waterfall in Iraq where there was no sign of a border with Iran. A resident of the neighborhood in San Bruno, California, devastated by a deadly gas pipeline explosion last week, is suing the utility company that owns the line. As Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports, the suit focuses on a special fund set up to assist victims.
In the suit, the plaintiff says the Pacific Gas and Electric Company should turn over a $100 million recovery fund for victims to a third party and pay other monetary damages. The lawsuit claims PG&E could withhold funding or not follow through on its promise if the money is not placed in a court-supervised account. Saying its attorneys hadn't reviewed the lawsuit, a spokesman says the company isn't ready to comment. The blast killed at least four residents and destroyed or damaged dozens of homes. Pacific Gas set up the account right after the blast to provide immediate help for victims. Experts say the company's liability is likely to run into the hundreds of millions of dollars. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley.
Pope Benedict has wrapped up his four-day trip to Britain today, expressing shame and horror over the suffering his homeland, Germany, caused during World War II. He says he wanted to be in England to acknowledge the 70th anniversary of the Battle of Britain, the prolonged German air campaign that killed tens of thousands of British civilians. This is NPR News. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell says he is unsure whether the U.S. is winning against the Taliban in Afghanistan. On NBC's Meet the Press today, Powell said despite claims of success by the U.S. military, it's not clear whether the Taliban is being defeated or simply moving from one place to another. Investors on Wall Street will review a lot of new housing data due out this week. They'll add it to last week's economic news. At the closing bell Friday, indexes were higher for the third week in a row, and the consumer price index edged up 0.3%, calming immediate concerns about deflation. But as Danielle Carson reports, next week's housing numbers are not expected to show much improvement.
Now that there's no help from the federal tax credit to reel in new home buyers, analysts don't expect this week's housing reports to show a dramatic turnaround. August housing starts come out on Tuesday. Home builders have been scaling back, and housing starts are expected to have slipped last month. Existing home sales come out Thursday. They dropped like a stone in July, but should show a modest gain. Same with new home sales, which are released on Friday. The Federal Reserve's policymaking committee meets on Tuesday. Last month, it decided to buy up $500 billion, a modest amount by Fed standards, of Treasury bonds to help push mortgage rates down a bit further. But with economic growth moving at a snail's pace, analysts are waiting to see if the Fed is prepared to take bolder steps. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Huge waves are pounding the beaches of Bermuda as Hurricane Igor heads toward the island. Forecasters say the huge Category 1 storm will pass near or over the island sometime tonight, but it's already triggered tropical storm conditions. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington. Support